I'm here. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
How can I help you? Hello?
Yes,
Can you hear me?
regarding. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, it's very
Can you hear
low.
me?
Okay,
Okay,
now, yeah. How can I help you?
can I someone? Oh, name's Lamar.
Sorry, the phone is going in and out. Let me try again. Are you looking for home care services?
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so can you hear me now? Is
Okay,
that
yes,
better?
thank you. Yes.
Okay, now, no, I wanted to know if this is the kind of company that, because what I want to do is utilize my fiance to take care of me and so I can receive money. Are you that type of
Yes.
company?
Yes.
Okay.
But it
Okay,
cannot
I
be a
just want to
spouse.
know
If
how
you're
much.
not married, then that's fine.
Oh, no, we're not married. No.
Right. No, if you're planning
No,
or
ma'am.
whatever, just letting you know.
Right. No, no problem. No, we're probably not gonna, do tie the knot until get married next year, 27. But yeah, so we're not married, so we're boyfriend and girlfriend, fiance or whatnot. I'm in Florissant, and I would like to know, because I thought I was gonna actually see who's gonna be who I can get. I'm sorry. Let me stop stuttering. I'm not nervous or anything, but I'm trying to see what's the highest that I can get and information about your company. Because I was with someone else, but they're taking so long to get back with me. I have to
Oh, really?
always almost every day.
Oh.
Yes,
But
ma'am.
you already had an
So that's
assessment with the state?
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I
Did?
sure
Were
have.
you approved for hours?
I'm sorry. Was I approved
Were you
for?
approved for hours? Okay. Just to make sure, are you'll be the caregiver or you'll be the one receiving the care?
I'd be the one receiving the care.
Oh, okay. So she will be the caregiver.
Yeah, she would be the caregiver because she's done it before. Because we used to be with the no, I forgot the name of it, but
Okay,
that's
okay.
yes, ma'am.
But
Yes,
were
ma'am.
you approved yet for hours that she could work for you every week?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, how many hours is it?
I think we were, let me see, I think we were like through the week. Let me see. Four, let me
Did she ever start actually getting paid with the other company?
I'm sorry, say it again. Did she ever
Did she
say it
ever
again? I'm
actually
sorry, I didn't.
start getting paid from the other agency?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, ma'am. It's just like I
Oh,
say,
okay. You're just looking for a new
she,
agency, basically, for a new company.
yes, ma'am, basically, yes,
No, because you mentioned
that's what
it's
I'm
taking
doing.
them forever, so what are you waiting for? If she's.
Yeah, cause she, I used to be with them, and I used to be with them, and long story short, my kidney, I got a brand new kidney, brand new liver, been
Oh,
doing kind of
okay.
good, but, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. God gave me a second chance. So she took care of me
Oh,
before
got it.
through.
How long ago
Yeah,
was it?
yeah.
When was the last time you were actually receiving care and she was getting paid?
Let me see.
Like,
I'm going
was
to say
it
this
a
is
few
like
months ago? This year? Last year?
last year. Yes, ma'am. Last year.
Oh, so you might need another assessment. You probably need a new assessment to get the services back, so we can help you with that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. That's fine. You see here?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
Yes.
okay.
Yes.
But yeah, that's if I have to get another assessment, I will. But yeah, they did come over to the house and gave me an assessment and whatnot, sat down and it was quite interesting. So yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let me get your Medicaid ID first so I can see to get your information. Or I could if you don't have the Medicaid ID handy, I can check with your date of birth and social.
Okay, my date of birth, social, 495-92-1297, and date of birth 12/29/1969. I'm 56 years old. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Lamar E. Brew Jr.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, are you still 16 Mary Ann Court in Florissant, Missouri, 63031?
63033.
It says 63031.
I know. I'm sorry. So
but
we
is
moved,
that at
we
16
moved.
Mary Ann Court?
No, I'm not there anymore.
Oh, okay. So it's not updated in Medicaid. So what's the new address?
The new address is 1720 Gallant, G-A-L-L-A-N-T, Gallant Fox Drive. And please make this private because...
In Florissant, Missouri, 63033. Okay, now I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And this is going to be our private. This is going to be... Yes, Kim. Yeah, that's who I'm with. Yeah, because I had... It's like anything I did important, I had to do something security-wise because I used to be with a lady and she was stone cold crazy. She was actually out to hurt me and out to deceive me and give people, like, get my information, steal, and just do sneaky, conniving things. So, because when I heard that Mary Ann Court, that was her address. So I don't want to have any affiliations. I don't want her to know anything about, you know, my private life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, because I had to go through hell over there on Mary Ann. Yes, I'm serious. It got so serious to where she was kept stealing my IDs and going different places.
Wow.
And I'm serious. And it just screwed me up. So it's like I really got to be tough. Even though I'm with a new woman, you know, great woman, and we got back together. We've been on and off for 10 years, but I'm with a great woman. She always been great. So it's like, you know, pretty much she the one that basically told me to make sure no matter what, she was like, well, whatever we do, make sure you make everything private. But even if we have to do a, if I have to do a security, I guess, but you know, that security breach thing to where no one just, I just, what I've been through before, like I said, on the Mary Ann Court, like what you just read, it just, it turned, that over there turned my life upside down. It really did. So I'm at a new address now. I'm in Florissant. That's the address I just gave you. I'm here now. I got, you know, this is me and my fiance's house because we got this together.
Okay, got it. Okay, so do you have your Medicaid ID handy? Because I will have to transfer you over to the state to get the referral from the state. And they will ask you for your DCN, the Medicaid ID. So if you want, I could text it to you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yes, to this number?
I'm just trying to... yeah, you can do this to this number.
341-820-9879?
9879, yeah. The only thing I'm thinking about is, my fiance, she has all my information in her purse, the card and everything. So what I was trying to see is if there's another way I can give you whatever you need, the information that you need.
No, so I will send you what I have all the information because you provided date of birth and social, so I was able to pull up your Medicaid ID.
Okay.
So I'll send it to you, so you have it when once I transfer you over, you have the information whatever you will need.
Okay.
Could you check your text now?
Let me check my text now. I just saw something. Wait a minute. Okay, yeah. So it says, wait a minute, DCN Medicaid. Okay, I got the message.
Yeah, so that's the Medicaid ID. It's called DCN or Medicaid ID. And then sending you other information. They will ask what type of service you would like. So it's called CDS services. And provider
Excuse me,
agency
CDS?
is Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
Okay, Lamar, I see that you spoke to Tehila and Becky before. Yeah, can you
I'm not
remember?
sure. I probably did,
Does
but
that ring
like
a
you said,
bell? Yeah,
you know
the
what?
only thing is that I tried reaching you and they couldn't reach you, looks like, and that's what happened. We have
Okay.
wait. Let me see what number. We have 314-513-2145.
Say one more time. That number one more time.
So whose number is 314-513-2145? We have
I
that
don't
number.
remember. Okay. That's not familiar,
So we
but
were not able to reach you. That's why we couldn't reach you. So
okay. No, no problem.
Now
So.
if that you're calling that now we can I could transfer you over directly to one of the enrollment teams. So
Okay.
let me see Okay, so the address we have on file also is Mary Ann Court. Oh, that's not the right one. Okay, so let me update the address as
It's the wrong
well.
one. Yeah, that's the
Let
wrong
me
one. Please, yeah, delete that.
update it to 1720 Gallon Fox Drive and 63033. What else do we need to update?
That other address, you deleted everything else?
I'm deleting the old address. Now the phone number.
Yeah, you can delete that too, because I don't even remember that number. I'm trying to think if it was mine or if it was my fiance's, but I can't recall. But yes, ma'am.
So, and what's the best number to reach you at?
This one, 314-820. Yes, ma'am. Nine
Nine
eight
eight
seven.
seven nine.
You know. Yes,
Eight
exactly.
two zero nine eight seven nine. And who will be the caregiver? What's her name?
Her name is Kimberly Jones.
Kimberly Jones, because we have before it says Benaya Moore.
Oh no, yeah, No, please get rid of that.
Okay, so and what's Kimberly's number?
What's her cell number?
Her phone number, yes.
314-413-5635.
5635. Screen.
And you deleted that name too, right?
Yeah, I deleted that one. Trying to see if I need to. Trying to see what else we need. Okay, now let me transfer you over to the state, and you will just follow the whatever they ask you to answer them, and they will ask for the Medicaid ID, then they'll ask for the services. You'll let them know that you want CDS and the provider agency. I sent you the name, Deluxe Home Care. Okay, and it's Delux. Just make sure you get them, they get the right name of the agency. And if you can text me anytime if you have any questions.
No
And
questions.
you can text me in the, while being on the phone, and I'll be on the phone. If you need anything, just let me know. But I'll
Okay.
transfer you, and it takes like 3 to 4 minutes. Just stay in the line because I'll eventually be transferred over. Just stay in the line.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Because it
No
takes
problem.
like two, like 3 to 4 minutes. Just stay in line, and I'll and someone will be connected to you. Like you'll be connected to someone.
Okay.
Okay, thank
Thank
you.
you.